Record. Okay. There we go. Zoom has changed a little bit on this end, so
Okay.
there
John,
Yes.
recently I'm getting a more deeper understanding when you said there is no word, no world. Before it was just a concept. Now, when I sit, go back to myself, yeah, that is true. There is nothing there. The minute the mind starts functioning, words come, the world starts. That's when you say, go back, sit back, and dip into the cup of immortality. That's what I feel you're meaning. Just that you can't even say it, silence. It's just that there's nothing there, but you are there unknowingly.
Exactly. Yes.
Yet, thank you, John. Repeatedly listening to you and Maharaj, it's almost like Maharaj speaking through you. It has a deeper understanding in me. I'm ever grateful. Thank you. Jai Guru.
It's the absence of everything except yourself,
Yes.
basically.
Basically.
Because there's no, and it's not even, we can't even label it peace, because it's just like,
No, it's not peace either.
it's just yourself.
Yourself.
And you know that that's all there is.
Yes.
Then the awareness of presence came on that, and boom, world is created, and duality, and all the seeming
Yes.
activities and people. But you are there. And you know too that when this body is no more, you are like, where, how can you not be?
Yes.
There's no way you cannot be.
But only with the body you can even know that. Without the body,
Correct.
so use the body to know that, and then live as long as the body is there.
Correct. Yep, that's why Maharaj says, now do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, enjoy, and knowing that I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain body. Body's not my identity. Anything that's occurring within the body-based existence is not actually happening, because you're all there is. And this
Yes.
seeming object within the formlessness that you are, you don't even really need to pay so much attention, because
Got it.
it's just one of the objects within your own self. It's not you.
Yes.
Even you could, the limited identification of John's story is happening in this manner, but you're not John. Or you're John and you're all the other characters within the story.
Yes.
But you're totally not in it.
Yes.
And you can see how even the world, if the world, as meaning the earth, were to just disintegrate in a moment, you are. And there is no effect on that. Before words can be formed, they arise from that you are,
Yes.
out of, so to speak, like the lotus flower they talk about it. The lotus
Yes.
flower is a, but you are totally, completely, you don't even
Untouched.
want to say nothing, because there's no knowing of nothing. There's the knower, who is self-evident, But nothing can know that knower. It's just the knower is self-evident.
Yes.
And yeah, dipping your cup into the nectar of immortality, just remaining with your selfless self. And after a while, it becomes so addictive that why do you want to go out into the world and get all struggled and strife and all this sort of stuff? No,
No.
it's like, I'm sorry, game is over. Now I know myself, and now I just enjoy.
That's the perfect vacation.
Yes. Because it's stop imagining the illusion. The more
Yes.
you imagine the illusion, the more you become attached to the illusion, the more the illusion appears real, is impressed, the more trouble comes.
Yes.
If you remain with your selfless self, the illusion can't bother you.
Yes.
And that's when they talk about the deer and the mirage. You know, the deer is walking towards the water, is thinking, oh, my thirst, I'm so thirsty, I'm going to get this thirst quenched. And up until the moment that the self-evident that there is no water, these thoughts and all this torturous things will be going through mind and saying, I'm going to get some water. And then the knowledge, oh, it's not true. Now you're not trying to get your thirst. Now you're not trying to go out into the world and, quote, make a name for yourself or stake a claim or anything like this. This may happen. You may wind up inheriting or having great business or whatever, but it has
Yes.
nothing to do with you.
Thank you. Yes.
Just the little character you're playing for a time called the time of the body.
Yes.
And the character that you're playing is not true. It's not
Yes.
you. Because you're in reality, you're all the characters. You're providing all the power to all the characters. The same as in dream. All the
Yes.
characters in the dream are your own self. When you wake up, you absolutely know that to be true. When you know yourself in a real sense, you know there is nothing except your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master, nothing is there except your selfless self, which is self-evident. Recognition. Oh, so that I am that. So hello, Jaguar.
It's kind of like you see yourself in everything, everywhere, isn't it? It feels like that to me sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you remain with your selfless self, you're beyond the beyond. You know, we have to use some words and we say beyond the beyond. Of course, you're not beyond because everything is within your own self, but the appearance of beyond the beyond is an attempt to describe the absence of everything in which all things appear. And yet it's self-evident that you are, because otherwise this absence of everything, there's no knowing. There's not a, the knowingness comes with the concept of duality. Oh, there are things to be known. There are objects in awareness to be aware of. Or you become conscious of the contents of consciousness, so to speak, without getting caught up in the words.
Yeah, right. But also it becomes like self-evident, kind of the way everything works too. It's like you said, all answers will come. It's like they do start to, you see how things work or something.
All answers are within your own self. And every answer to every question is yourself.
But, so what I guess I see is I see the ways the limit how the limitations form or something that they're I see them as simply the forms that they seem to be, and they don't seem to be them, you know, they don't have being of their own anymore.
Yeah, dream, perfect example. When you're dreaming, it seems you're limited to a body form. There are other bodies, and there's like time, maybe even. You have sunset, sunrise, all these sort of elements within that dream. Of course, the dream is created formlessly, and all the forms are appearing, and then you're sort of seeing through the concept of a dream body, like a telescope within the dream, participating within the dream. But when you wake up, poof, gone, and you know it was just a dream. Even if you're dreaming and you're in your dream, you're dreaming for days, you wake up and maybe it's only been 10 minutes. Oh, look at that. You know, I was daydreaming even. I'm sitting and I'm taking a small nap. I had a dream and it seemed like a long dream, but it wasn't. So then all this concept of time, you can see the sunrise, you can see the sunset, you can see trees, you could see sometimes wintertime, sometimes all these things are being created formlessly.
Yes.
And you don't know it's not true until you wake up. Oh, that was just a dream. When you know yourself in a real sense, you know all of this form that is appearing in the formlessness that you are, and you are seeing through this limited telescope because this body form is available to see. And for a time, you skewed the perspective of the seeing from a limited individual. Now you know yourself in a real sense. There is just seeing, but there's not seeing with the concept of grabbing or acquiring, or that there's a body object here, seeing other objects or interacting. There's speaking and listening. Speaker and listener are one and the same because it's all your own self. If this body is no more, okay. Formlessness is. And that's why, as we were speaking about, you remain with your selfless self. And it's as Siddharameshwara Maharaj says, recede, 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 recede. This cannot die, was never born, can't be cut, can't be, there's no fire that can harm this, wind cannot blow it away, nothing can destroy this. And that you are. And even this body drops and you have a little funeral within the dream, the illusory dream, the body-based existence. It's just as if you had a funeral in a dream at night. People are around, they're gathering, they're saying nice things, hopefully, about you as you're in this casket or whatever. But they're all your own self. It didn't minus you.
It's like they're dependent, but you're not. Okay.
Well, the dream goes on, basically. Because this body has nothing to do with that you are. See, if it truly was, this body is your own self. When this body perishes, that's it. There's nothing. But All of this, you look outside your window and you see the people and they're walking their dogs and going about and all this. It's your own self. If one of those bodies is no more, it does not affect this play. If this body is no more, it does not affect this play because you're not an individual right now. Even in your dream, you're not an individual because it's just the your understanding, the concept of consciousness creating form within your own self, and you wake up because of identification with the body saying, I slept. But this is not true either. Because that you are has no sleeping, no waking, no consciousness, no unconsciousness, no nothing. All these came along with the body, and you're not body.
So it's only the mind and the perception rise and falls. I remain always the same.
Yes, it's like Maharaj says, the sky. Sky is not affected by the weather. Sky doesn't know it's India sky or America sky or Russia sky. Sky is sky. And there's no knowingness in the sky. And the sky doesn't say, oh, there's too many clouds today or not too many clouds today. Because of an identification with a body form, there's a flow of thoughts as my thoughts. I'm thinking. If you know you're not body, then you no longer believe thought is like contained into this little bulb on top of the body. You understand that if you're formless, then thought is this world, basically. And the flow of thoughts is what you used to call the worldly existence. That's why, if you can really understand that you're the space, and just basically, as the speaking and listening is going on, it's just space using this the same as a flute, blowing air through a flute and making tunes. This is an instrument that's allowing for speaking. There's vocal cords and all of this, but the selfless self that you are is not a part of this. You are unchanging. If every quote human being, body form, were gone on this earth, it would not affect you in the light in the least.
And that will happen someday.
It's possible. You don't know what you're imagining.
A conceptual standpoint or rational standpoint, it's fairly easy for me to see that time is just a mental imagination, you know, just although you feel like it exists sometimes, but the other, as far as everything, like forms that seem to be like lasting, visual perceptions, it's harder to conceptualize that they're not really what they appear to be. But now it's becoming more apparent that, like you say, it's they're just as nebulous as the concept of time. They're just
There's no time and space. Think about this. The same space was here when the dinosaurs were here, as is here right now. Space didn't go anywhere. It didn't like grow old or change. It did not experience time. The sun did not experience time.
It's always present. It's only
It's
really present.
exactly. And of course, space is within the bubble of illusion. You're more subtle than space because you can perceive space. But nonetheless, space or sky is a good example where you say, okay, what's the concept of time in space? You have to have an object within space to somehow measure time. And the objects are not true. You're not an object. So even the object that you're observing, even the object that you say, oh, I used to identify with this object, you know, is not yourself. And that is why, as you like undo these clothing of body and really remain with your own selfless self, it's just scenes appearing and disappearing. There is no concept of time because you're no longer having a limited identification that you can say, here I am and there that is, or something like this. Of course, you do your job. If you're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock, you can't tell your boss, oh, I'm outside of space and time, and that's why I arrived at 11. You can't do that. But the knowingness is, it's just a scene appearing and disappearing.
You could identify with being present, but actually that doesn't even make sense.
Present within the bubble of illusion.
Yes.
That's why everybody talks about the now, the eternal now. But as Maharaj says, discard this now because you're prior to this.
Exactly.
Now came along with the body and you're not body.
Yes.
So now is a concept that came along with the body, or quote, body knowledge. Anything that's body knowledge that you can automatically kind of trace back to prior to beingness, was there any now? No. Is there now in space? No. So you can erase all of that. That's why it's very simple to discard all body knowledge, because you say, okay, prior to beingness, was there this? Was there Brahman? No, no concept of Brahman. Was there peace? No, no concept of peace. All these concepts came along with the body, and you are not body. When you know yourself in a real sense, and it's impressed, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body, then all body-based knowledge dissolves. And you don't have to go through and try to dissolve it. It's self-evident. It just dissolves. It cannot be true. As if in your dream, you learn about something. Or you try to take something out of your dream with you. You cannot.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really super nice house in your dream, and in the real world, you don't live in this big house. And you say, oh, if only I could take this house. And maybe even the next night you want to try to go back to that in your dream, but it's finished. It's so when you're talking about like the end of the world, your world ends every day.
Yes.
Would you say over time that you're, it seems to me in over time that my sense of feeling present is like deepening. Would you say that's still happening to you in any way, or just
it's dissolving. Like everything is dissolving, because when you know yourself in a real sense, this entire illusory world loses all its support. There's nothing that keeps it supported. I'm not speaking about, because many people are saying, oh, you know, when you don't see a world and all this kind of stuff. No. The physical, you like, I'm looking out the window right now and I see trees and I see houses and all this sort of thing, but it dissolves as far as being some kind of world outside yourself. You're dissolving this concept. You know, it's been spoken about you drop a piece of ice in water and it just dissolve, and then just goes back to water. But the ice was always water. It was just in form, and now it's dissolved and it's just water. So when you know yourself in a real sense, the concept of being a body in a world, it just dissolves within your own self. It can't hold this. There's no support for the illusion. Maharaj says, slowly, silently, permanently, you remove all the concepts. Without the concepts, it just, the whole illusion falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
You can't maintain this concept of being a separate individual or a separate person. We talked about a hook on a wall. You can hang a hat if there's a hook. The hook, I am somebody else, you can hang a hat. But if there's no hook and you try to hang a hat on the wall, it just falls because there's no support for the illusion. When you know yourself in a real sense, you become disinterested in flowing along with the flow of thoughts that tries to maintain the concept of I am someone in a world having these issues or having these experiences. You know there's no experience, no experiencer. And yet, like I said, you can go on a picnic and have a very nice time. Very sunny day, enjoy yourself, no problem. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities, hang out with your family members. It's not like you're going to be a stone. It's just that you know. And there's not even a concept of I need to know. It's just scenes appearing and disappearing. Oh, we happen to be at a picnic. Okay, picnic is happening. Now we're in our car. We're driving home. Okay, home. Home is happening. But it's like channel surfing, being totally involved in the program at the moment, and then clicking and not worrying about what that was. Like not saying, oh my God, I was so involved in the story. Where did the story go? No, new thing. Then you're totally involved. And then that one's gone. You just channel surfing. And it's not even like, okay, I'm in a story that's really, really nice and pleasant. I surf. I go to a story where it's not so pleasant. I don't have the desire to go back to the next story. It's just a scene, unpleasant or pleasant for whom? There's no identification with a body form that can experience this pain or pleasure principle. It's scenes appearing and disappearing. And yet, you could find yourself upset in the moment. Something could happen. You're like, oh, I cannot believe this is happening. But then it passes, and it's not so impressed. In the old days, when you believed yourself to be a person, you might have thought, oh my God, this is happening. What else is going to happen? Everything's so terrible, blah, 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 blah. And you identify with this flow of thoughts. Now it's like, oh, this is not good, this moment, but new scene. It's finished. You take whatever action is necessary in the moment, utilizing this body form, knowing that it's an illusory world. There's no like wrong answer or right answer because it's illusion. And if you're not identified with a limited body form, the answers just come spontaneously. Which it does anyway. See, when you're identified with a body form and you think you're a person, you're thinking that you're thinking. You're creating a thinker to think thoughts about something that's not happening and getting disturbed by the possible, which possibility of this not happening thing is going to be better for me. Mm-hmm. But when you remain with your selfless self, it's spontaneous action in the moment. Everything is literally, I'm thirsty. I pick up, drink, put down, finished. Not thinking about my next drink or how that drink was or anything. It's just, okay, it's finished. The same as if somebody says, how was your lunch 2 weeks ago on Wednesday? At the time, it was very enjoyable, probably, or maybe not. But it's so finished now. It's not, there's no impression.
Yes.
It seems to me that some concepts make it easier to let go of other concepts, and other and some concepts lead me to not let go of conceptualizing, like the word spontaneous, because I if I try to figure out what that is, it leads to more concepts.
Yeah, but this is why Maharaj says, and I think Sri Ramana Maharshi said, you use one thorn to remove the thorn, and then you throw both thorns away.
Yes.
You don't keep on one having one thorn.
Anyway, I came up with another concept that seemed to match, sort of match spontaneity or spontaneous, and the concept of unknowingly. Like,
no, but unknowingly though is because there's no process of knowing or not knowing, because in spontaneity, in a spontaneous appearance, it's because the scene appears and you're in it. Channel surfing, very, very good as far as you know, yes. Spontaneous action in the moment and then forgotten and dropped. Unknowing is almost like trial and error, trying to do something. I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to do this. But spontaneity is there's no creation of anything that could make a decision.
That's sort of like what I felt felt unknowingly meant to me, it meant the same thing. Kind of.
Okay, use whatever words you like. But just remember that you're beyond the words.
Yeah.
We could call it really speedy fast, spiritually speedy fast. Or a new frame, or anything. The word spontaneous is just like invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity.
Mm-hmm.
All of these words are pointing to that you are, but you don't say, oh, invisible, what does that mean? You can't see it with your eyes. And anonymous, it means it has no actual name, but it's only to lead you to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Spontaneous mm-hmm. means it's a razor's edge of reality too thin for a you. There's no ability for a you to try and form spontaneous action in the moment.
No planning.
Yeah. Except like we said, for practical things. Yes. You know, Saturday I'm supposed to go and do this painting with friends. At 1:30 I'm supposed to be somewhere. So I have to put that in my phone. At 1:30, be at painting with friends. So, in essence, that's planning, but it's not planning that needs a me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for a concept of John. Even when I go to this thing and do the painting and follow the instructions spontaneously, there will be painting. The understanding is that the teacher that's doing it and the people that I'm with and my own self are all myself. But in the moment, it's just spontaneous action. You're told to draw something, you do.
You'll be the same self, whatever happens.
Yeah. Well, and there's no painting with friends for your own self. Within the bubble of illusion, within the illusory world, within the consciousness of the content of consciousness, there seems to be painting with friends. Just as when you lay down asleep and have a dream, there may be painting with friends. But it all is your own self. But there's no need to even cognize this or try to mentalize, oh, all these people are myself, and this room, the space in the room is like myself, and all these objects are appearing within it, and I'm seeing them. No.
That's what my mind will tend to do more often.
And
yeah. I'm getting away from that. But.
Exactly. That's the brushing Maharaj talks about, you know, the mantra. Slowly, silently, and permanently, removing the wrong files of me, my experiences, mm-hmm. my life. All these things are happening to me. How does this affect me? I'm an individual and these are other individuals and we're interacting. Maybe I like this person, maybe I don't like this other person so much. But when you know yourself in a real sense, there isn't that limited kind of identification where you're building up all these illusory concepts. There's no difference between this body or that body or this body. And the presence in this body is also in that body and that body. Every body is just a lump of five elemental goo, animated by the presence. And you are the knower of this sense of presence that on all this world, dream world has appeared.
So would you say the pain could just as well be here as not be here? Does that make
Pain
sense?
As far as physical body pain or pain as far as
emotional pain, I guess.
For emotional pain, you have to have a hook.
Yeah, so yeah, so you're not really, that's just not one of your channels anymore.
Yeah, I mean, emotional pain is... I guess, you know, if there was a funeral, you would be sad because it's a sad moment, I suppose. But see, when you know yourself in a real sense, even the funeral is going to be, it's going to be very hard to try and conceptualize that someone has died.